Hi everyone, this is Sugar.
This is spice and not so nice.
And welcome to our debrief of season 14, episode 7 of The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. What I really enjoyed about this particular episode is Miss High and Mighty Erica Jayne starts like complaining to the women because Kyle gets a pizza party to cheer
Right.
to for her to get cheered up, you know, like she's going through a rough time. And the thing is with Kyle, it's like she's not even like admitting to how rough things are, right? So she really does need some cheering up. But Miss Erica Jayne, the whole time that they're doing the pizza party, apparently she's complaining, "Oh, I never got a pizza party. Oh, I went through a divorce, but I never got a pizza party." And I just thought, what a like backhanded little gift to take her, blindfold her, and be like, "You know, Erica, you're right. We didn't give you a pizza party." And she's thinking, "Where am I gonna go? Oh, da, 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 da." Like, I don't even think she does her
What
own.
treatment am I going to get?
I don't even think she does her own grocery shopping. Like, she strikes me as that kind of person who thinks just like
Cute.
every regular thing is like just beneath her, you
Just
know?
beneath her, the puppies.
And what a better place to take her? Chuck E. fucking Cheese's.
I fucking hate that place.
Like, me too.
Been there once, never again. Fuck
Even me,
that.
I went as a kid and I'm like,
Yeah,
I don't like it
I took
here.
my kid once. It's like, that's enough. That's enough.
And their pizza is apparently
Crap.
disgusting.
Everything's crap in there.
Apparently, it's terrible, their pizza.
So,
I
in my
remember
opinion,
playing the games and it was all
opinion.
sticky and like, ugh, gross.
Yeah.
But I thought that was like the funniest place to take her. Like, what a backhanded thing. She thought she was gonna, "Oh, they're gonna take me to a nice
Or
restaurant. I feel
on a
so
private jet to
special."
Vegas or something, yeah.
That is the perfect way to get her to never complain again. But yeah, I thought, what a perfect backhanded little excursion to do for her. And Sutton really made sure she's never gonna ask for something again. "Oh, I want that. Well, that's not fair. I want something too." I thought that was pretty funny.
Yeah, that was. What a slap in the face.
You know what else I found to be quite interesting? When they're sitting there at the Chuck E. Cheese dinner
They're
table.
actually eating the food. I know they
Yeah,
were. I was
I
like,
was
what the
surprised.
fuck?
I have to admit, I've never actually had the pizza, so I can't really say that it's disgusting,
Neither
but
have
I've
I, but I've seen it.
heard that it's disgusting.
Yeah.
So I was surprised to see them eating it too. Maybe they must have gotten sponsored by Chuck E. But okay, some of the conversations at the dinner table there were pretty funny. So there was two comments that got made. One was kind of lighthearted. It was from Garcelle, who was, "Kyle, do whatever you want, be whoever you want, be a lesbian if you want." And then they all kind of laughed, but they made it seem like in the preview that she like, "Oh, fuck, Garcelle, why would you do that?" But the other comment that was made at that table was Sutton called Kyle out on, she's like, "Oh, well,
Yeah, fair.
you had
Infidelity.
infidelity in your marriage,"
Yeah.
which was, oh, you could see everyone at the table like, I guess it's like a thing that a lot of people know about, but she's not really talking about. What, I don't know. I find this whole separation for Kyle to be so
Complicated.
odd.
Well, you know what the
And
weird thing is when they brought up the infidelity thing, I was thinking, was it infidelity because of the part that she had with that the grill. the what's her name? Something
I
Wade.
don't. Morgan Wade
Morgan Wade, or was that what Maurizio had
with someone
before someone
else.
else? And that's why, like, and you know what it
But because
is? Maurizio did imply that she before in one of the episodes a long time ago too, didn't he imply that, like, say something to the effect of that? Like,
I have no idea.
I'm not sure. Regardless, the point is I think that's the problem that I biggest problem that I have with Kyle is being on a reality show and not really sharing any of that. And she just makes these weird faces. It's like, oh, like, you're caught. Like, she's looking at them like, what do you mean? And it's like, no, you know what they mean. Why don't you just say it? Like, you say everything else, but you don't want to talk about that. And it's kind of cloak and dagger and not really transparent. So that's the problem that I have with Kyle, is that she'll fight with everybody about what's going on in their lives, but doesn't really give much on what's happening with hers, because I think she kind of sees herself as, I don't want to say that she's greater than or everybody's lesser than her, but she feel like that's She
what I
feels she's
feel
at
is
a
that
different level.
at a di that's what I feel
Well, she's
too. an OG. She's been on the show a long
And doesn't
time.
deserve to give anybody an explanation, I guess. I don't know. I don't
She
know.
thinks
Not only
she's
that, I think it's
figured out the
also that
system, I think.
but I think she also worries about what she says also because of her sister and issues in the past from her saying stuff and whatnot, right? So I think she's gotta be very cautious on so many different levels,
Then
right?
why be on the show then? I don't get it.
Exactly.
Like, why? What are you
Because
doing?
they
I think that once they get on the show for long enough, they kind of think they're untouchable and they kind of figure
Yes.
out
Yes.
how they can play certain things
Yeah.
while still like not being like one of the new cast members of the Real Housewives of New York, where they just kind of fucking fabricate things and you just like yawn the whole episode. But whereas they can have, their like turmoil in their marriage and this going on with their sisters and this and that, but they can figure out a way to present themselves during filming that you can kind of keep your skeletons in your closet. But you can only do that for so long. I have to say, I'm not a big fan of Kyle this season. I
Yeah,
always thought
I
she was
agree.
quite likable. But she's, to be honest, she's
She's
kind of
getting
annoying
annoying.
me. And especially that scene where it's like, you're right, she just kind of made like a funny face when they said the infidelity. And she should either say, no, that's a rumor, or, okay, well, I didn't really want you to bring that up, but now that you have, fuck, my husband left me anyway, and he put up a picture of a Dancing with the Stars girl in my family home. So I'll tell you what happened. But I don't know, like it just feels like she's keeping so much in, and then I don't know, like with the fighting with Dorit and stuff like that. But another reason why I'm not a big fan of Kyle is a little bit more gets revealed about me texting with PK, and it's not memes. It's
No, it's
very
not.
clearly it's not all memes and jokes. Because a message being like, oh, I would never share, details that you've told me, XYZ, like, wait a second, what?
That was really telling to me too. And I can see where all the housewives, you can see their faces. They just kind of they were like, oh, aghast. And that's true because that's not what she said No,
before.
it's not. It's different. Now
And
that makes it very different.
that it does. It does. Not that I'm a big Dorit fan, let's put that out there. But at the same time, I wouldn't want that out there. And then she kept saying, this is the last time I'm going to show you guys, and I'm going to show you this last time what it says. And I think she was trying to vindicate herself, and actually she buried herself with that statement. If she
Yeah,
didn't
she
show
did.
that, she could have gotten away like the whole season, just like, oh, okay, well, Dorit's overreacting or whatever. But then as soon as she showed that and like literally that type of a message going to PK, it's like, oh, come on. That's nasty to do to
That's
your
bad.
friend. And like, why don't you just come clean when Dorit like confronted you about it? Like, you know what? We did actually, exchange words. I told him I wouldn't, say XYZ about it, but if it makes you uncomfortable, I'm just gonna stop right now. Like, that would have been the best case scenario, but of course, who's gonna do that? Everyone gets defensive, and I'm like, for sure, I would get defensive too. But like, then to show it to the group of women, it's like, oh, come on, bad move. Really bad move. What did you guys think? Like, I just kind of thought this whole episode, I was kind of like, Ooh, Kyle, you're a bit of a villain here. What do you think of her going over to
Sutton's.
Bose's house
Oh.
right after she's like out of surgery, like just trying to relax, to come over and sit on
Oh,
the
the whole
edge of her
story.
bed? Oh, da 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 da. Well, I'm gonna tell you my side of things. Like, what? What?
But
That's your timing?
Bose in her confessional, that was one thing where I thought she got a good check for me, was she said, I don't know why she's here, and I think she's here to put it so that I would be on her side. And I
Yeah.
thought, good for you, Bose, because you read right through that
Yeah.
too. That's exactly why she came there. Why else would she come there? And then the other thought that went through my head was, I was trying to scope out Bose's place because I know that that was, she lost that in the fires. So yeah, like,
Oh.
so her house is gone. So that's another thing, which was kind of sad.
Oh, terrible.
Yeah.
I wonder if
But
there's.
I don't think Garcelle's house burned down
No, it
because,
didn't. Garcelle's didn't. I
Okay,
checked
good.
that. I did my fact check on that. Because there was a bit of a, or I seen somewhere that there was a rumor that maybe it did burn down, but Bose's did. Yeah, Bose's
Yeah,
did.
Bose's did because
Yeah.
they said that, didn't they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's sad. Yeah, that it's strange watching the show because there's a few months delay or whatever, and then when you get these updates in real life, it's like, oh. So that whole house must be gone
Yeah,
now.
it's
Oh,
gone.
terrible.
Yeah, terrible. I wonder what happened to all their stuff because they kind of panned into her walk-in closet, and she had like gowns and all these different things. So I guess that all of it went, all of it.
Yeah, so
Oh.
sad.
But yeah, sorry, that was that
Yeah.
kind of sideline on that. But as far as Kyle coming over instead of talking to her about her fibroid surgery and seeing how she's really doing, she was just there
To tell her all this
to
her
sell,
side.
yeah, to sell her side of the story, which was kind of weird.
Yeah, I'm just sitting at the foot of her bed, like, okay, da-da-da-da. Like, that was weird.
I have to say, Boz looks pretty good at the age of 47, but wanting to have a kid at that age, well, that's a big thing.
Yeah, I don't know how that's gonna go, but
Yeah,
and
because that's
especially
a
fibroids the size of an orange. And did she say they got rid of 11 or something,
yeah, a
like whole
lot of
11?
them. Oof.
Yeah, like a lot of them. So I don't know. I don't know. I mean, I wish her well, but
Yeah, same.
yeah, I don't know.
Just sounds risky.
Yeah, I guess at 47, and she already her how old is her daughter?
She's in her teens,
Yeah,
so.
she's in her
Oh,
teens. okay, yeah, then that's gonna be a big age gap.
Yeah.
That's tricky.
Yeah.
Anything else from this episode?
Nope, I think that's, I'm good.
Well, I guess we've got one more thing, which is our golden question. And our golden question for this week is, if you had to throw Erica some sort of event, and you're in the same situation as Sutton, where I think secretly she wanted to throw her an event that she wanted, but kind of a crappy version of it, so that she never asks for an event to be thrown for her again. What would you do? Where it's kind of like a backhanded, like, oh, here you go. I threw this whole event for you, Erica.
I take her line dancing.
Erica?
Are we at the golden question already?
We
Yeah.
are
How about
at the
you?
golden question.
Is that it? We're done for this one?
Did you have something you want to say?
Well, I was going to say, what'd you guys think of Sutton's little get together with Kyle and Garcelle?
What did you want to say?
I love the fucking tennis court in the yard.
Oh, yeah. No
The
kidding.
little pool and the tennis court. What more do you want?
I know, no kidding.
Fuck.
Yeah, good for her.
Beautiful. Okay, that's it.
And what would you, where would you take her? Where would you take?
Take her. I'd take her to fucking Chuck E. Cheese.
Would you? You do the
Yeah.
same thing?
Yeah.
A repeat? A
Yeah.
repete?
Yeah.
Mine's a little dirty. I would take her to a like a get together. Like, I'm sure they have like support groups. So I would take her to like a support group that's like a nice like a buffet brunch kind of thing, you know, like, oh, where it's like, oh, this is a nice thing to do, but it's actually also a support group for all the victims of patriarchy.
Oh wow,
And
that
she could be like, I'm a victim too. And
yeah.
she'll just be there like, oh my God.
That's a good one.
Mine's a little dirtier than your guys's. She'd probably they'd be ripping her earrings right off her.
Give me that hair.
Oh,
The earrings, that's right. That still sticks. That still rubs me the wrong way, but and yeah. Her playing Miss Victim, but whatever. Yeah.
well, it's expensive to be her, so
Yeah.
what can we do?
Yeah, for sure.
Well, that was sugar.
This is spice.
Not so nice. And thank you for listening to Our Reel on the Reel.
Ciao for now.